self-sustaining social skills. Some things, once you get them started, are relatively self-sustaining. Like if you need to prime a pump, once the water is flowing, it is self-sustaining. But when the water stops flowing, you'll need to prime it again. This is a function of fluid dynamics. Kind of like in the movies where people steal gas from cars. They stick in a hose, suck enough of the gas up through the hose to get it flowing, and then they let the gas flow out of the car into their canister. Most systems are like this. They require work to get started. Then they flow until they reach a natural endpoint. For things like water pumps and stealing gas from cars, the limits are based on how much gas is in the tank. For other things, it's more complicated, kind of like tornadoes. Once they get started, they can run for a while. Some have remarked that large societies are very much structurally like tornadoes. They get started or kind of pop up and run for a while. Then they sort of end, they fizzle out. Societies, civilizations, and even empires can last several hundred years. But the process, the structure, is more or less the same. On a personal level, exercise can be the same. It's hard to start an exercise habit. But once you have an exercise habit, it's more or less self-sustaining, so long as you don't push yourself too hard. It's a habit, and we humans are creatures of habit. And if you're a normal human, you'll have built your exercise habit around some other pleasing behaviors. For some, that pleasing behavior is enjoying the solitude of the morning or the evening on your daily run. For others, it's enjoying and flirting with attractive people you see at your local gym. But some activities are much more naturally and organically sustainable than others. If you get sick, for example, and take a week or so off, it's very difficult to just get back in the daily exercise game. But when you develop a habit of practicing social skills, it's much different. Why? So long as you build the habit slowly enough, practicing social skills will lead to a natural tipping point where the benefits are immediate when you enjoy the practice far more than a run on a secluded road. Because after a certain point, practicing social skills is the same as enjoying other people, of making other people smile at you, of making other people laugh with you, of making other people desperate to see you again. So even if you skip a couple of days of practice, you'll be desperate to get back in the game and have some fun. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.